Hamas says its militants are ready to confront them with full force. Israel's promise to allow humanitarian trucks into Gaza for food, water and medical supplies. Chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, Conservative MP Alicia Kearns, wants a humanitarian truce.
It means hopefully we can get some of the hostages out. It means we can get some aid in. I'm calling for us to open a second aid route through the West Bank, coordinated by the Jordanians, into Gaza, and we can get British nationals out.
A shopping centre in Sussex in the town of Hastings has been evacuated because of flooding. Forecasters are warning parts of the UK already soaked by Storm Babette are in for a thundery, heavy showers and strong winds over the weekend. Jim Dale is a weather forecaster from British Weather Services.
The east of Scotland will probably take in, so we're talking about Angus and the Grampian area, and maybe even down into northeast England tomorrow, where rain off the North Sea will come in, put down maybe 25, 50 millimetres in the hills and mountains, maybe up to 100 millimetres. So flooding very likely again in those areas.
Ash Regan, who was defeated in the SNP leadership race, has joined ALBA to become its first MSP. She says her now former party has drifted from its path and commitment to achieving independence. Police have seized £10 million worth of cocaine in a raid on a container ship at a port in Kent. 137 kilos was found on a vessel transporting bananas to the Netherlands. In sport, Brentford got better of West London rivals Chelsea, beating them 2-0 at Stamford Bridge in the opening Premier League game of the day. Arsenal can cut Tottenham's lead at the top to just 2 points if they beat bottom side Sheffield United. And 4 games are just underway in the Scottish Premiership, including Celtic's trip to Hibs. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, your weather this afternoon in the area. It's actually beautiful in the sunshine at the moment. I couldn't believe it walking in. It's going to... clouds will be thickening later on. But it should stay dry in our area. There could be some heavy rain in the southwestern areas by dusk. But it's currently 15 degrees. It's pretty nice. Tonight, rain spreading north, occasionally heavy, perhaps thundery, turning windy, especially along the coasts. And the minimum temperature tonight, 9 degrees. Tomorrow it'll be a fine start with some sunny spells.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's 3 o'clock. It's Phoenix Sports with me, Andy Gardner.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, it's a busy one today. I'm sitting in for John Chubb, who's on holiday this week. I'm Andy Gardner, usually here on Monday nights. Usually I'm out about in the grounds doing reports for John, but I'm inside today, and typically it's lovely weather outside. It would be, wouldn't it? Coming up then in the next 3 hours, we've got lots of football. We've got a touch of cricket, World Cup, a bit of rugby union, rugby league, and horse racing. I've got 2 tips for you. In fact, I'm going to give you this first one right now because I think this one is going off right now at Cheltenham in the 3 o'clock, and it's one called Bangers and Cash. Let's have a look and see if I get a winner here. So we've got all that to come. Some birthdays as well. But we're going to kick off with this one. ABC to kick us off with Poison Arrow. Now, in the earlier in the day, we've got a couple of results from early football games, and the Brentford manager Thomas Frank, in his pre-match presser, said he's expecting Chelsea to challenge for the title in the next 2 years. Well, they certainly won't be this season, because Brentford have gone to Stamford Bridge and won 2-0. Great win for Brentford. They actually won 3-0 there last year, so they've really they've got Chelsea's number there. And also in the Championship, two results from earlier, and Wayne Rooney's disappointing start at Birmingham continues with a 3-1 defeat at Southampton. So that's three defeats in a row for him, and they've gone from 6th when John Eustace was sacked, and they could be as low as 16th tonight. So we'll see what happens in the other games. And that's a disappointing start for Birmingham. And Leeds, they look good at the moment for a return to the Premier League. They thrashed Huddersfield 4-1 with all the Leeds goals coming in the first half. Also, earlier on today, we had the Cricket World Cup. We had Australia beating New Zealand in a thriller. New Zealand set 383 for 9, and Australia nearly did it, got to 388 but just missed it by 5 runs. So a victory for Australia. Another match taking place at the moment, Bangladesh and Netherlands. We'll keep a check on that as we go through. Also got half-time, full-time reports from New Lodge as Billericay Town take on Bury Town in the FA Trophy. This one is on our A-list. This is Marmalade and Bright.
Top.
That was Marmalade. First goal of the day today has gone in League Two, and it is high-flying Stockport. They're the leaders, 1-0 up on struggling Tranmere. Probably no surprise that that's the first one of the day. And also in that league, another struggler, Bradford are behind, 1-0 at Sutton. And close to home, Boers and Pitsea, a bit of a shock on the cards there as well, where Brentwood, who under a new manager, Keith Rowland, got off to a losing start here last week, but 1-0 up at Boers and Pitsea with a goal from Daniel Gonlay after 8 minutes. And here's another high-flying team, but in trouble. In fact, two here. Ipswich, second in the championship, behind after just 7 minutes to Plymouth. That's the team that went up with Ipswich from League One last year. Whittaker scoring that goal for the visitors. In the National League, a couple of goals. Dorking 1, Aldershot 0. And what's the other one that's gone through? Maidenhead 1, Eastleigh 0. And in the championship, there's another high-flying team really doing well at the moment, Middlesbrough, but they're behind at home to Stoke with a goal from Rose again in the first 10 minutes. Watford 1, Millwall 0. A couple of early goals at Barnsley in League 1. Barnsley 1, Fleetwood 1. And in League 2, struggling Forest Green are losing again. And Forest Green Rovers 0, Crawley Town 1. Ronan Darcy with the goal for the visitors after 7 minutes. What else have we got for you? One in the FA Trophy, big FA Trophy day today. Dulwich Hamlet 0, Lewis 1. And first goal of the afternoon in the Premier League. There's only a couple of games today because of the European fixtures on Thursday. There's about five, I think there's five fixtures on tomorrow. So the limited games in the Premiership. But very big game for Bournemouth today with their manager under pressure already at this early stage, and they're behind already to visitors Burnley. Charlie Taylor scoring after 12 minutes. Right, another track. This is A Flock of Seagulls, and then keep a check and see how my horse did at Cheltenham.
Oh, TB Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Okay, update from that race at Cheltenham, 3 p.m. It was won by Highland at 9-1. My tip, bangers and cash. It was a 33-1 tip, so I was asking a lot. It came in 15th out of a field of 20. So let's see if I can do better on my next one, which is at Chelmsford at 5 p.m. So I'll give you that one later on. A few more goals that's gone in, and a team that sacked their manager this week, Bristol Rovers, dispensed of Joey Barton, but they have gone in front early on against Northampton in League One, 1-0 there. Probably my screen is full of goals going from the Scottish Cup, which is second round day. I will run through those at half time and full time. There is a lot. But you do get some real giant killings going on there. Remember Darvel from last year, who went all the way through and knocked out Aberdeen. So who will be this year's Darvel? We'll see about that. And in the Championship, Watford won, Millwall won, so Millwall weren't behind for too long. In the National League, Maidenhead have doubled their lead on Eastleigh, 2-0. Also in the National League, Oldham 0, Altrincham 1. And in League One, probably the tastiest looking game of the day in League One. Two playoff sides, Blackpool and Peterborough, are facing off. But the visitors are in front at the moment, 1-0 to Posh. In League Two, Mansfield are the only unbeaten team left in League Two, but they are only fourth in the table. But they are 1-0 up on Walsall. 1-0 there. Walsall face a tricky looking FA Cup tie on a plastic pitch this week, which is going to be live on the TV at Sheppey United, who knocked out Billericay in the last round. What else we've got? Charlton manager Michael Abdon said he'll see how his team are going to fare and whether they can challenge for the playoffs after today's game, because he faces a real test today against Bolton, and at the moment they're failing it because at the Valley Bolton have gone in front with a goal from Williams after 16 minutes. And another one in a couple of goals gone in the FA Trophy. There's a lot of games in the Trophy. Walsall 0, Guiseley 1, Swindon Supermarine 0, Basingstoke 2, Cray Wanderers 1, Chesham 0, and another one there. Oh, in the Isthmian League North, which is Brentwood's league, so we better keep a check on that. Morden to Tiptree 1, Stowmarket 0, Heybridge Swifts 0, Walthamstow 1. And in League 2, back into League 2, Gillingham 0, Newport County 1. And back into the Isthmian League North, Ipswich Wanderers 1, New Salamis 0. And Southend on a good run, 1-0 up at Boreham Wood in the National League. And also in that league, Chesterfield, the leaders, going really well. They only just missed out last season. Surely they'll go up this year. They've gone 1-0 up at Kidderminster. And an equaliser for Bournemouth. And boy, does Andoni Arioli, the manager, need this. 1-1 now against Burnley from Anton Semenyenko, who's got from Bristol City. Good player, him. He has equalised after 23 minutes. And in League One, Exeter nil, Lincoln 1. Another goal for Cray Wanderers in the trophy against Chesham. They're nil 2 up, as are Ipswich Wanderers in the Isthmian League North. Both goals scored by Jamie Eaton Collins against the new Solanis. And in the Championship, Sunderland have gone behind to struggling Norwich 1-0 there. League 1, Reading 0, Portsmouth 1. At the moment, quite a good day for the visiting teams in the first 20 minutes or so. Right, next, more in a minute, but now we've got to do this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, we're going to do the trains first, because I was going through Shenfield. It's quite heavy there because of some replacement buses getting in the way. And sure enough, if you are travelling past Chelmsford in that direction, then there's no trains there. You've got to get replacement bus either all the way from Witham to Billericay, or if you're coming from the Shenfield way, from Chelmsford to Shenfield. No Greater Anglia services today or tomorrow. And on the C2C, no train serving Liverpool Street today. They're diverted to Fenchurch Street, so make your way along to there. And there's buses instead of trains as well via Laindon between Upminster and Pitsea. Northern Line, Kentish Town station is closed. That's a long-running matter there. And on the District Line as well, there's no service between Earls Court, Ealing Broadway, and also Earls Court, Richmond, Earls Court, Kensington, Olympia. On the roads, it was looking pretty good, apart from what I just mentioned about the replacement buses clogging up Shenfield. Other than that, we have Chelmsford, the A138 is both ways closed, delays due to roadworks, and that's going on until the early hours of Monday morning. From the Boreham interchange to the Toby Carvery roundabout New Duke's Way. Congestion is around the A114 Essex Yeomanry Way as traffic diverts. And there's also the usual delays on the Army and Navy. Always very busy there. That's it for now. More travel in an hour. Now, we've got Taylor Swift, who has, as you know, she's been re-recording all her albums and prolifically doing so as well. And 1989, which is the one really did break her, that one came out yesterday, and here's a track from it, and this is called Blank Space.
Good for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Go on, my Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. With the worst is yet to come. Oh no. Screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make up. Jealousy, but you come back each time you
start dressed like a day came.
So it's gonna be forever. Don't say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya.
Some more goals for you, and Bolton have doubled their lead in League One at the Valley. Charlton nil, Bolton 2. And I think we've got the shock of the day already on the cards here in League One. Reading are really struggling down the bottom. Not just one, but scored twice in a few minutes. 2-0 against the unbeaten league leaders Portsmouth, who I saw a few weeks ago, and I did tip them to go up. I'm not ruling out a Portsmouth comeback in that one, but what a great opening 20 minutes for Reading there. In League, also in League 1, Oxford 1, Wickham 0. In the Trophy, Macclesfield 1, Hales Owen 0. Isthmian League North, Maldon, Tiptree 2, Stowmarket 0. Rotten season so far for Stowmarket. And Galston against Witham, Liam Whips has been sent off for the visitors early on. In League 2, Gillingham 0, Newport County 2. Macclesfield have doubled their lead against Hales Owen, 2-0. John Rooney with the goal. Isn't that Wayne's brother, I believe, isn't it? He's having a better day than Wayne, anyway. Blackburn 0, Swansea 1 in the Championship. National League, Oxford City 0, Barnet in second place at 1. They're having a really good start to the season, but unfortunately for them, so are Chesterfield, and they just can't rein in at the top. Isthmian League, Premier Division, Enfield 1, hashtag 0. Rhys Beckles Richards with the goal, and the time for North London, because Tottenham went temporarily 5 points clear at the top last night. Arsenal are going to be, I would say, 2 points behind tonight, because they've gone in front early on against struggling Sheffield United at the Emirates. In League 2, Forest Green have levelled it up against Crawley Town. It's 1-1 there. And in the Trophy, it's Nuneaton Borough 1, Hyde United 0. Former Premier League striker Leroy Lita on target for Nuneaton. And Queen's Park Rangers are really struggling in the Championship, and they're behind again, although they are up against high-flying Leicester, who, they were too good, really, to go. One of those too good to go down teams. They went down, but they're going to come straight back up. That's for sure. Running away with the Championship. Like Burnley last season. League 1, Stevenage 1, Derby 0. And League 2, Harrogate 0, Crewe 1. You're up to date. Now, I'm going to be doing a few birthdays today. And today is the birthday of Stephen Taylor. Who is it, Stephen Taylor? That doesn't sound right. I've written it down here. New Order's drummer, anyway. I did have it written down. It's his birthday today. And I'm going to play this track for him. This is World, The Price of Love.
Jungle and a freak. Hear me talk, but never speak.
holder there, and that was for Stephen Norris. Where did I get Stephen Taylor from? Stephen Norris, whose birthday is today, 66. Now, some more goals for you, and we're going to start in the National League because Oldham have equalised at home to Altrincham. It's 1-1. And Brentwood Town have gone 2-0 up at Bowes and Pitsea. Bowes and Pitsea doing really well. I think they were second this morning. Brentwood have scored twice in the first 35 minutes. Ogonle with the first and Mekki McKenzie with the second. And staying in that league, Galston have taken advantage of the red card for Liam Whipps. And they are 1-0 up on Witham Town through Luke Johnson. National League, Hartlepool 0, Rochdale 2 and Oxford 0, Barnet 2. Good day for visiting teams generally at the moment. But in the Championship, Cardiff 1, Bristol City 0 and in League 1, Portsmouth is the comeback on. Leaders Portsmouth unbeaten, now 2-1 behind at struggling Reading. Bristol Rovers as well, a managerless Rovers 2, Northampton 0. How often do you see that when a manager is sacked and suddenly the team turn it on? And it's happening again today. What else have we got here in League 1? Barnsley 1, Fleetwood Town 2, a bit of a turn up there. And Port Vale 1, Cheltenham 0 through Alfie Devine. Cheltenham, of course, bottom in League 1. And Oldham weren't level for long in the National League. It's now Oldham 1, Altrincham 2. And Billericay have scored. We're going to hear from Jack at half time, but it is their top scorer, Bradley Stevenson, who scored again for Town after 35 minutes. Really, on paper, they should be beating Bury Town, who are a level below in the Isthmian League North. So going to the form book at the moment. In the FA Trophy as well, Dulwich Hamlet, Neil Lewis 2. Also going to the form book. League 1, Wigan 1, Shrewsbury 0. And in the first goal of the day in the Scottish Premiership, St Mirren 1, St Johnstone 0. In the Championship, Sunderland 1, Norwich 1. An equaliser for Sunderland from Hume after 37 minutes. And also an equaliser for Derby in their game at Stevenage. It's 1-1 there. And we are fully up to date. Dynamite.
I don't like music.
Somebody I never met, but in a way I know. Didn't think that you could get so much from a picture show. Man dies first, real people ask, what's the deal? This ain't how it's supposed to be. Don't like no aborigine. Took a trip in Power Square. Star died as hell. No fans are screaming, shouting. Monsters came and flush him out. Gangland's laying on the ground. New identity must be found. On the left hand for a while. Insanity, bohemian style.
Crossing an actual date line, scientists eat bubblegum, Hall of Fame, baseball, standing to the
discovery. Dawn burst time for the slow recovery. Extra flamethrower, iron bar and gun. Baby shark, new on in a walk in the sun. Soundtrack, he brings queen of the sack. Executives have heart attack. It's a so-called celluloid. The money makers would avoid. Sometimes notions get reversed. Center of the universe.
Ritual ideas, relativity. I haven't heard that for a long time. It's Big Audio Dynamite. A quick update on the cricket. Netherlands are currently taking on Bangladesh in the World Cup. They were 229 all out earlier on. But they're looking good because Bangladesh are at 94 for 6. Still needing 136 runs to win. They've only got 4 wickets remaining, 23 and a half overs to go. Earlier on, if you didn't catch it, Australia beat New Zealand by 5 runs. And, of course, England are pretty much out of the World Cup. It's been a disastrous campaign. And you should listen to this show, and Darren will probably tell you what's gone wrong on 98 Not Out.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 0127 714 47 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
More goals to tell you about, and there's been two more at New Lodge. We'll be hearing from Jack Patmore, hopefully at half-time, and Billericay making short work of that FA Trophy tie against Bury Town. They're 3-0 up now, with Ben Wells getting his first goal for the club, I believe, after 39, and then just before the break, Adi Aziz making it 3-0. So they look set for the next round and the draw on Monday lunchtime. Other than that, we've got also in the trophy, City Liverpool 1, Stamford 0. In the Championship, Sunderland 2, Norwich 1. So Norwich weren't level for long. And a goal for the struggling Cheltenham Town in League 1, the bottom club. Long has equalised just before half-time at Port Vale. Heybridge Swifts 1, Walthamstow 1, equaliser there 2. From Lee Noble, who scored just across the way here at the Brentwood Arena. And like, got a last-minute winner for Heybridge last week. This time, an equaliser in that game against Walthamstow. In the National League, so the screen is jumping around. There's so many goals going in. Hartlepool 0, Rochdale 3. And also, I'm going to come on to those Scottish Cups shortly. FA Trophy, Walsall Wood 1, Guiseley 1. And Brentwood confirmed as 2-0 leaders at Boers. That's a half-time score. Sheppey United are losing 2-0 at Merstham, and the reason I give you that one is they've got this massive FA Cup tie coming up next week against Walsall. And Ipswich have equalised against Plymouth in the Championship, 1-1 between the two sides that both came up from League One last year. FA Trophy, Nuneaton 2, Hyde 0, from Owen Senny with the second one right on half time. And Billericay have got a fourth goal right on stoppage time of the half time. Bradley Stevenson, who got the first one, has got the second. He's their top scorer, and it's now 4-0 to Town, comfortably going through there. League One, Stevenage 2, Derby 1. Stevenage going quite nicely, and a Southend 1 up at Boreham Wood at half time in the National League. Another birthday for you here. Got two here, actually. Graham Bond, the blues man, legendary blues man. He was born just down the road, actually, in Romford. Sadly, he was a bit of a hard hellraiser, and he died in 1974, aged just 36. And also another 60s legend, Wayne Fontana, born on this day. Sadly, no longer with us. He died at the age of 74 in 2020. But here is a Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders song that you will know. Fontana was born on this day. Now we've got some half-time scores for you, starting in the Premier League. A result from earlier, Chelsea 0, Brentford 2. Great win for the visitors there. Half-time, Arsenal 1, Sheffield United 0. They will go second if that stays the same, behind their old rivals Tottenham. Eddie Nketiah got the goal for Arsenal. AFC Bournemouth 1, Burnley 1. Wolves play Newcastle in the 5:30 game. Scottish Premiership, no goals at Hibs, Livingston or Motherwell. The only goal is at St Mirren, who lead St Johnstone by 1-0. So a couple of results from the Championship from earlier on. Leeds United 4, Huddersfield 1. Southampton 3, Birmingham 1. A bad start for Wayne Rooney as Birmingham manager. Half times, Blackburn 0, Swansea 1, Cardiff 1, Bristol City 0, Hull City 0, Preston 0, Ipswich 1, Plymouth 1, Middlesbrough 0, Stoke 2, Queen's Park Rangers 1, Leicester the leaders 1, Sunderland 2, Norwich 1, Watford 1, Millwall 1 in League 1, Barnsley 1, Fleetwood Town 2, Blackpool 0, Peterborough 1, Bristol Rovers 2, Northampton 0, Burton Albion 0, Leighton Orient 0, Cambridge 0, Carlisle 0, Charlton 0, Bolton 2, Exeter 0, Lincoln City 1, Oxford United 1, Wickham 0, Port Vale 1, Cheltenham 1, Reading 2, Portsmouth the leaders 1, although they're in the 8th minute of stoppage time in that first half. Stevenage 2, Derby 1, Wigan 1, Shrewsbury Town 0. League 2, Accrington 0, Colchester 0, Barrow 0, Salford 0, Doncaster 0, Grimsby 0. Then we've got some goals. Forest Green Rovers 2, Crawley 1, Gillingham 0, Newport 2, Harrogate Town 0, Crewe 1, Mansfield the leader, unbeaten Mansfield 1, Walsall 0, MK Dons 1, Swindon 0, Morecambe 0, AFC Wimbledon 0. And the clash of the, what about, is today's stat for you, these two sides racked up 218 points between them last season. Yes, it's the rematch of Notts County against Wrexham today. Now, of course, a League Two fixture, but it's 0-0 at half time. Stockport, the leaders, 1, Tranmere 0, Sutton United 1, Bradford City 0. In the National League, Boreham Wood 0, Southend 1, Dorking 1, Aldershot 0, Ebbsfleet 0, Dagenham Redbridge 0, Gateshead 0, AFC Fylde 2, Hartlepool 1, Rochdale 3, Kidderminster 1, Chesterfield the leaders 1, Maidenhead 2, Eastleigh 0, Oldham 1, Altrincham 2, Oxford City 0, Barnet 2, Solihull Moors 0, Wealdstone 0, Woking 0, Bromley 0, York City against Halifax Town is a 5:30 kickoff. National League North, Alfreton 2, Farsley Celtic 0, Boston 0, Gloucester 0, Brackley Town 1, South Shields 0, Buxton 1, Rushall Olympic 2, Chorley 0, Hereford 0, Curzon 0, Chester 0, Darlington 0, Spennymoor Town 1, Kingsland Town 0, Blyth Spartans 0, Scunthorpe 3, Bishop Stortford 1, Southport 0, Banbury 0, Tamworth 1, Scarborough 0, Warrington 0, Peterborough Sports 0, National League South, Bath City 0, Worthing 1, Chelmsford 0, Taunton 0, Eastbourne Borough 1, Slough 0, Farnborough 2, Dover 0, Hampton Richmond 2, Torquay 0, Havant Waterlooville 1, Weymouth 1, Hemel Hempstead 1, Dartford 1, St Albans 0, Averley 0, Truro 0, Tunbridge Angels 1, Welling 0, Chippenham 0, Western Supermare 0, Maidstone United 1, Yeovil Town 1, Braintree 0. We're going to tackle the FA Trophy ones after the news. Scottish Cup, second round, Beath 1, Broomhill 3. That is the result. Match at Luncarty was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. Albion Rovers 0, St Andrews 0. Brechin 0, the Spartans 0. Civil Service Strollers 0, Stranraer 0. Cumut 0, Turriff United 1. Deverant Vale 0, Broxburn 1, Dumbarton 0, Banksadee 1, Dunbarn 1, East Fife 0, Former Tyne United 1, Clydebank 1, Forest Mechanics 0, Bucky Thistle 1, Fraserburn 0, Bonnie Rig Rose 0, Huntley 1, Forfar 0, Genefield Swifts 4, Elgin City 0. I would say that's going to be the shock of the day there. Kilwinning Rangers 0, Cowden Beath 0, Peterhead 2, Clacknacudin 1. It's a ground. I've actually been to Clacknacudin up past Inverness. Pollock 2, Galaferradine Rovers 2, Stenhouse Muirneil, Brora Rangers 1, Tranent 5, East Kilbride 0. Another shock on the cards there. Scottish Championship, Ayr United 0, Greenock Morton 0, Inverness 1, Airdrie 0, Raith 0, Dunfermline 0, Edinburgh 2, Annan 1. This is League 1 now. Falkirk 3, Alloa 0, Kelty Hearts 0, Stirling 0, Queen of the South 0, Cove 0. Montrose Hamilton is at 5:30. And top team in Wales, New Saints, they kick off at 5:15 against Ballatown. And we've got the El Clasico is going on as well this afternoon. It's not usually on a Saturday afternoon. And at the moment, the home side are in front. Barcelona 1, Real Madrid 0. And Bayern Munich, Harry Kane's Bayern Munich, got a red card in the first 10 minutes of their match this afternoon. But with 20 minutes to go, they are still winning by 4-0 against Darmstadt 98. And if you do like your Italian football, it's Sassuolo 1, Bologna 1 in Serie A. That is actually a result. Juventus play at 7:45 tonight against Verona, and Lecce take on Torino at 5:00. We're going to tackle those FA Trophy scores. We're going to hear from Jack Patmore after this.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.